Welcome to Fandom Family Chats. I'm Jeanette, and joining me tonight is Amanda.
Hello.
And we are going to be, is it episode 3? We're going to be talking about episode 3 of Grey's and Station 19.
All right. I love these episodes.
These have been my favorite ones of the season so far.
Definitely. I think I cried like 4 or 5 different times. It was really sad.
I cried both episodes. I mean, both of the episodes I cried. So.
Yeah. Station 19 even got me choked up.
At the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely did.
Yes. So, all right. Do you want to talk Station 19?
Yeah. Let's talk that first. Do you have notes on those, or are we just winging it? Because I don't even remember what happened. I do remember, but I'm like, we're not.
All right. Prepared. So, Joey joining Ben on the job.
Yes.
Love that.
I loved it. And he, poor guy. I mean, of course, like here you are joining, and of course you get called to someone that you know. I mean,
how horrible is that?
That was terrible. And I felt really bad for, I don't know, for him, because I mean, he was trying to tell him something, but obviously, you know, he's interrupting their job, you know? So, I mean, that part's tough. But I also love Jack's like interaction with him.
Yes, I did too.
I loved it. And I don't know. We were saw that last season, Jack, with, what was the little boy's name? I can't remember, but I think he's just really good with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that he, you know, talked to Joey and, you know, talked about his days in foster care and tried to, you know, be there for him that day. And that was, that was awesome. And I liked how Ben handled that situation.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, that was a very, and he, I mean, what he said was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I try to save people, not kill them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's because what did he say, that you bend the rules or something? He's like, I bend the rules to help people, not to kill them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that. I was like, yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, also you got to think about in the kid's eyes where he's like, no, this is my friend. And he said he had a DNR. He said he didn't want to be. So that's
a tough place, I think, to be, because, you know, without seeing it, I mean, how do you know? I mean, I don't know that you can legally, without it in hand, I don't know that you can do anything with that.
I don't believe you can. Yeah. And I mean, that's why, like, some people, like, they honestly, they get it tattooed on them. If they feel that strongly about it, they get it tattooed on them just because, for those instances. But, you know, that wasn't the case. And like Ben said, it's my job to try to save lives, not end them.
Yeah.
And that's hard. That's hard, really, for a teenager to kind of grasp the concept. And I think he got a great lesson for that day.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So I hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, and what about,
I know what you're going to say by the look on your face.
A-hole.
What is it?
Captain.
What is his
name? Are the captain's name?
I don't know his name.
And
I don't want to know him, to be honest with you. Beckett.
I was like, I don't even care about knowing this guy, because I hope he's not around very much longer.
I mean, he's such a jerk.
Like, he is.
I don't know.
I mean, he was a jerk to Joey, first off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole truck celebration.
Push in or whatever, yeah.
Push in. Yeah, like, it was just like one thing after another. He was, I was getting so mad. And
then what about, why would Andy sleep with him? Gross. Like,
no.
What? I'm honestly bothered by that storyline, because I think it's unnecessary.
I completely agree. I did not like it.
It's weird to me. I mean,
I did not like that at all.
It would be different if he was like, I mean, no offense to the actor here, okay, but I'm going to go ahead and say, it would be different if he was like super attractive and it was like this purely physical thing.
So I think he is attractive, but
I don't think he's like, he's not like Robert.
Well, no.
Which is a totally different, you know what I mean? It's not, I can't imagine that there's like this huge physical like chemistry and pull to each other.
I don't know. And I really do agree with you on that. I didn't like that they did that. Bad move.
I think it's just a plot point for another obstacle for her and Robert, I think.
I do too.
Just to make sure that they don't get back together, you know?
It's been, I feel like it's been going on long enough. We need to.
Yeah.
I'm already tired of that storyline.
Yeah. Well, and then, but at the end of the episode, I feel like they kind of, like, he seemed like he softened up just a little bit. And I was like, oh, great. Yeah. Are we actually going to, like, have them as a couple? Like, they had a little, like, look between the two of them. I don't like it. I was hoping he was just really going to be interim and not going to be there for very long, but
I really hope he's not. Like, he,
I mean, Maya needs her job back.
Like, I know, that's what I was about to jump into Maya too. Her and Karina are killing me with this fight they're having.
The thing is, though, and I love Karina, but no, Maya told you before you got married, she did not want kids.
I agree. 100%.
You're pushing it. And I mean, I understand her perspective too. I mean, if you want kids, then I mean, I get that, but you can't expect, I mean, she had a horrible childhood. You know, it makes sense that she thinks that she would not be a good parent. Now, I disagree. I think she would be a good mother. I think she's caring and sweet and kind and all of that. I don't think she's anything like her dad, but obviously that's in the back of her mind.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I honestly kind of thought whenever she came back from that call and she went and stuck her feet into the ice water with Karina and started talking, I actually thought she might be like, okay, let's, you know, let's have a discussion about it.
Yeah. And I guess they did a little, but not, I'm glad they didn't have her save one kid and then be like, okay, yeah, I want to have a baby, because that's sort of unrealistic.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that they kept it, that she's like, you know, I'm not saying no forever, but I'm saying no for right now.
Yeah. I liked, you know. I liked how they did it. Mm-hmm. So anything else? What else happened?
Well, Karina, while we're still talking about Karina, what'd you think of her interaction with that dad that brought his son in? Because I thought she was a little tough. Like, she wasn't wrong, but she was definitely not professional at all in that. I don't know. It bothered me a little bit.
I think that's her stressed right now. Mm-hmm. And I think she was acting out.
Yeah. Projecting maybe.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Because I'm sure the guy probably, like, I think he reminded her of probably Maya's dad. Is that, I mean, that's the way I took it. And so of how hard he used to push her.
Yeah.
But still, I feel kind of bad for the dad, because I mean, it sounds like, I mean, yeah, he was being tough, but I don't think he had any, I don't know. I don't think that was his intention. And I do think he was worried about his son. So I felt a little bad for him in that situation.
Because if I was that parent.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
No. And so I wasn't fully impressed with Karina in this episode. Mm-mm. But I still love her. I mean,
I still love her. I'll always
love her. Yeah. Just
definitely
get better. Okay.
Yeah.
Please. We need you.
And then, Robert, what about Fire Zaddy? Is that what they were calling him?
Oh my God. Hilarious was that.
All those names they kept coming up with. So funny.
And I love it happened to him.
Yeah. Cause I mean, of all the people, like, I don't know. That's just not who he is at all. So, I mean, it made me laugh.
And then that lady.
Do you think that he's going to have a new love interest in her? I felt some sparks.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I wasn't, when I was watching Station 19, I was also making dinner.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't get to like really see. I could hear everything.
Yeah.
And I was kind of glancing back and forth. So I wasn't paying enough
attention. And I think if he finds out about Andy and Captain Beckett, might definitely push him to make it happen.
Can you imagine what's going to happen when he finds out? He's going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't deny that. He's going to find out. This is Station 19.
I don't even like Robert. Like, he's one of my least favorite characters, but I feel awful for him right now in the way that she's treating him. I think it's too much. I mean, I can understand her frustration with the things he did, because I obviously was frustrated too, but he's right. They had that conversation that, you know, like, you don't necessarily get divorced over like this one thing.
Yeah.
Without a conversation, or at least trying to, like, and I feel like that's pretty true to her character. I mean, she just runs whenever she like gets upset about something. It's like, that's it, we're done.
Yeah. And that's something she really needs to work on. Mm-hmm. They need to go to therapy or something.
Yeah.
And yeah. She needs to go to therapy by herself.
Oh, for sure.
And he probably does too, but I mean.
At least I feel like most of the time he owns his mistakes. So, I mean, that is positive about him. I feel like, you know, I mean, he's admitting he messed up here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But.
They definitely need couples now counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, who knows?
I know. I do think they'll get back together, because I feel like they're probably in game here. I think it'll come back to it. Maybe. I do. I don't know.
Hold on.
They strike me, and granted, I'm going to make this comparison, but it's not nearly to that level, but they strike me as the Derek and Meredith of Station 19, in that there's like all these bumps in, you know, between their relationship, but I think they'll come back together in the end.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. You know, they need to do something.
Not sleep with Captain Beckett. That doesn't need to happen.
Ugh.
Need to move on from that.
Every time you say it, just ugh.
It's gross. And I mean, I feel bad, because I mean, I don't know this actor anywhere else but from Station 19. So I can't even say like I like him. I'm sure he's wonderful, you know. But
yeah.
I just have a bad taste in my mouth with him.
I do too. So I also I'm trying to find something on TikTok right now, because it's going to have to do with Grey's Anatomy tonight.
Oh, okay.
Because Grey's Anatomy did their cases off actual TikTok people and stories that, like, true stories that have actually happened.
Really?
Yes. And I've been following the girl who jumped off the cliff and water split.
Really? So that happened?
Yes. It was the girl who lives in the bus with her friend, Theo.
I don't know.
She has like really curly hair. She's beautiful. And I was trying to find his Theo. His name's Theo Goff. And I want to find hers, because I figure she should get a shout out. That's if that awesome. Happened to her, that poor girl. I think it actually happened to a couple of people, because like after she posted it,
tried it, right?
Well, no, she was like other people like, oh, that happened to me too.
Oh.
You know, those kind of things. Okay, so her TikTok name is SALAH. And yeah, last week I jumped this 70-foot cliff, which made me have pretty much a third hole.
Wow.
It like split, and it happened like a couple of months ago. And then Grey's Anatomy came out with this episode and it immediately clicked to me. And I was like, wait.
Wow. That was
TikTok.
I've
been following her for like a year. I love her.
Yeah.
And so when I saw that on Grace, I was like, hey,
that's interesting.
It's cool. I mean, she lives on a bus. She's really like hippie-ish. I don't know. I love her.
Huh.
So, go check her out.
That's funny.
So Grace. Where'd you get that Grace?
I loved it. I'm not okay. I love Addison. I do, but she's not a favorite of mine. I mean, I just have lots of people that are above her for me.
I do too.
So I wasn't looking forward to this nearly as much as, you know, the other people in our chats were, you know, Shelby and Eve, everybody's really excited. But I was so pleasantly surprised with how this episode was. Like, I was way more excited about it than I thought I was going to be once it actually was happening. So same. I thought it was great.
Same. As soon as I saw her, like, tears like formed in my eyes, because I was like, I don't know, it was just like something special, her walking around that corner, and then the line she said, which is her first line in Grey's, like, well, no, she says, not the so exact must, same, but
you must, you know, be the interns that are screwing up the program. I loved it.
Yes. And I love they did that. There were so many early day throwbacks.
Yes. When they, when all the residents were just talking about the things that happened, like what did, I wish I'd wrote them down, all the different things they said, because it cracked me up. Like,
the only one I wrote down was Perez's. He's like, that's the Seattle 6 or 5, not 7.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, they have a name.
And I loved, Helm cracked me up. She's like, well, I just know there was beef with Gray and I'm team Gray. I mean, she was just like, because I love that they like went back to that, because she's always had a, you know, a crush and like all this on Meredith, you know.
Yes. So that, and I was like, fun. You know, they're running for the buttons and they're answering the questions and they're like they seem excited about it, like in the same way as, you know, Magic.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they used to act when it came to that kind of stuff, is they wanted to be the best, they wanted to answer the questions. Mm-hmm. And we really never see that anymore.
No, I don't think we've seen, because I'm trying to think, like, I mean, we didn't even see that with Joe's intern class. I mean, like,
yeah,
I mean, there was a little bit, but it didn't, like, I feel like we just jumped so quickly into like them being like, you know, residents and like doing the surgeries. Like, we didn't get to see like the buildup that happened with like the first group, you know, with Meredith and all of them. So this is fun. I like it.
I do too. I loved it. I had a question though for you.
Yeah.
Didn't Addison sleep with Alex?
I was going to mention this. Yeah. Because Addison and Alex were the couple that I wanted so bad, because I just thought they would be like fire together. And then like they had sex like one time and then that was it.
And I'm guessing I don't think Joe knows this.
But you know what? Okay. She married Alex though. So you have to know he probably slept with most of the hospital, because that's just his MO.
True. But now his ex-wife is the resident towards.
I know, right? Addie.
And I loved it.
But Addie's the reason he ended up being in pediatrics. I mean, really, I know we get, you know, that Arizona gets some credit, but I mean, Addison gets most of the credit for wanting, for getting him to go down that path.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I miss Alex. And something about seeing Addison, and because I made that connection too when Joe was wanting to meet her, and it just made me this episode like, gosh, I miss him so much. I just miss a lot.
Yeah. And
did you catch what Richard said about when he was talking about how well this went with Addison? That he said maybe we should bring back a guest doctor each week. Do we think we're going to get more throwbacks?
I think so. I know only 3 have been announced, and we've already seen all those 3.
Yeah.
We've seen Addison, we've seen Ellis, and who else was on that list? There was somebody else on that list. I'd have to go back and look. But I know they, like, 3 were confirmed of already coming back.
Yeah. And like, I would love to see, like, Arizona and Cali come back.
I don't think they will.
You don't think so?
Arizona, maybe?
Yeah, her more than Callie, I was thinking we might have a chance with.
Callie, I don't think she really left on the best terms, did she?
Oh, I don't know.
I heard something about it, and I don't know if she would come back. Yeah. But, I mean, George left on bad terms, and he came back.
True.
Kath and Heigl, I don't think they would even ask her to come back.
No. It would be nice. I know that Justin Chambers, you know, he left because he was having, you know, whatever. He needed his own personal time and he needed to do stuff with his family. But it would be nice if he could make an appearance just for one episode.
I don't think so.
I know. But I can hope.
Joe drama.
I know, but wouldn't it be great?
Oh, I would love it. I would love Alex to come back for an episode. But I think if he came back, that would wreck
Joe. If he did, it might be a good way to like finally get closure for Joe, because of where they left it. Like, I feel like one appearance could be all that would be needed to really, like, because that's the biggest issue, at least with the fans, isn't it? Everybody just hates the way he just left with nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it would give him the perfect opportunity to try to like fix that. I don't know. I'm dreaming here, but I like it. So,
and I was actually thinking today when I was watching it, I was like, how could they bring Alex back? Because I was thinking, that's how I knew about those 3s, because I looked it up, like, who's all coming back this season. And so I was thinking about Alex, and I was like, how could they bring him back? And I was like, well, you know, maybe he could help Meredith with this thing. I was like, well, that's not anything to do with peds. Like,
Maybe they, you know, somehow, I was like, yeah, somehow they could help, like, he could help Meredith, like, in Minnesota, and then we don't have to worry about the Joe drama.
Exactly. So that was actually my first thought, was to, like, bypass that, but still get an Alex, but him only sitting there with Meredith and Amelia.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that would be a lot better.
Because he's always, him and Ellen are still really good friends, because I've seen videos of them together, so obviously they still keep... That would be so nice.
Well, they said that it was between who just came back. The first episode, it was between Alex and somebody else to come back. Oh, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
To come back, and they chose Nick.
Why would you choose Nick if Alex was an option?
I don't know. And I mean, we don't know that for a fact.
Yeah.
It's not a fact thing, but it's such something we've heard.
Out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I know... Like, I mean, April and Jax had just left, but who's to say that they couldn't pop back up for an episode? Like, if this really is our last season, I want them to go big here, you know?
And I do too. I really do
give
too.
Give us some good stuff. And I'm selfish on the whole April thing. I mean, she's my favorite. So, and last time we didn't get to see her back in the hospital.
Yeah.
So, like, I would love to be able to see her, like, you know.
Oh. Totally. Something else, but it made me think of it. Teddy in this episode.
I loved Teddy in this episode.
I did too. And I'm like, wait, what is happening to me right now?
Same. I mean, I at the end of the episode, Teddy. I was like, is Teddy one of my favorites now?
I'm like, she's not one of my favorites, but I really liked her.
Yeah.
She was fun. I feel like she's just happy now.
Yes.
And I feel like I like, and I remember I used to like Teddy back in the day.
I did too.
And then
the Owen drama happened, and
I was team Owen, and I didn't like her.
Yeah. But I loved it. Like, when she was making Link wear the hat, and what a great idea for her, like, having, like, down in the morgue. The
ambassador of fun.
No, and Bailey just said that to get her to shut up, you know, like, but it worked out. I think it was fun.
It did. I love the morgue scene.
Mm-hmm.
That was hilarious.
You know what? Something else that was funny. And this is because, and you'll probably relate, this is because I'm from the South, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It never crossed my mind that people, like doctors who obviously make good money, live in a home without central air.
Mm-hmm.
This never crossed my mind because...
I know. I don't ever think
everyone has central air. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was really strange. I remember I was watching it with David, and I looked at him, I'm like, do people in Seattle not have air conditioning? And he was like, why would they need it? And
I'm
like,
they don't need it.
Never thought about that at all.
Awesome.
Yeah. Imagine how much, I mean, your bills are cheaper. Like, gosh.
Oh.
I mean, sometimes we have like $300 electric bills because if it gets really hot, you know what I mean? Like, it just.
Yeah. Ours in the July and August are usually over 300.
I mean, I'm on the budget, so I keep mine, you know, right at like 160 every month, but you know, I don't know. Just crazy. I don't know. It was a random thought that I was just like, I would have never thought about someone not having central air.
I know. And so, I mean, to really play off of that, another funny Teddy moment was offering to help Link on the roof because she installed the window unit at their house.
I loved it. Well, even Link, I mean, obviously he's like, I'm handy. And then they get up there and like, okay, this is like beyond.
What are you guys going to do?
What do you think you were going to do? This is like the like HVAC system for a hospital, like way different than like a little tiny like window unit.
And then he's up there just jamming it up, and I was like, oh my gosh, you're gonna break it more.
I know, so funny.
And oh, that heartbreaking breakdown he had up there with Teddy.
Yeah,
that just about just broke my heart.
I love him.
She is doing a number on him.
Yeah. I mean, he deserves the world. And I mean, I'm not necessarily mad at Amelia. If you don't want to get married, you don't want to get married. But man.
I mean, are they together at this point? I mean, because.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that she's going to. I don't even know what that doctor's name is that's in Minnesota. But I don't remember. Maybe I didn't watch the previous episode close enough, because when they first showed. I don't even want to say him or her because it's a they, correct? Okay, so I don't want to make sure I'm correct on this. When they showed them, like, I was like, who is this? They look familiar, but I don't remember seeing them. So yeah. Did I just miss something in that episode? Like, it seemed like we should know who they were, but I didn't really.
I don't know either. I might actually have to go back and watch two again.
Yeah, I'm like, did I miss something? Or did I don't know. Maybe we did,
because I was a little bit confused in that scene too. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking maybe like we'll find out something later.
Right.
I don't know. Right. But I mean, you're right. Maybe we did miss something in two.
Maybe. Because it seemed like they knew each other pretty well. And there was definitely chemistry. So I think that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I agree.
Which I guess that's fine and all, but I need Link to move on and be happy too. So
I know. And I mean, when he's like, oh, well, you're going to Minnesota? Like, she hasn't even spoken to him about this.
Right? I mean, like, I know that you guys aren't together right now and all of that, you know, but you're co-parenting. Yes. So, like, he needs to know your plans. I mean.
And she's like, okay, we'll just move to Minnesota. You're not even discussing this with him.
I mean, you can't just do that. You can't just, like, take his kid and move.
I think she just assumes he'll follow her anywhere. And that's really not fair.
Amelia is so selfish. I mean, I love her.
She's starting to make me mad. I love Amelia. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But she is starting to really frustrate me.
Yeah.
And I need them to.
Well, she's hurt Link, and Link is about the best that you can. I mean, he's a good guy. He's the best guy on the show right now by far. I mean,
you know, and like seeing him just breaking.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks my heart because I'm like, you're breaking one of the good ones here.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I know.
Get it together. Do what you need to do. Fix yourself. Work on yourself. Do what you need to do for yourself. But discuss it with him. Open up. Talk to him. I don't know.
Yep.
I can go on and on about Lincoln Amelia, but
I know.
We got time. Kind of going back to Helm and Meredith when they're in there doing that surgery and Helm starts listing off all of Meredith's accomplishments.
I love Helm. I think she's underrated. Like I've enjoyed her since, you know, the beginning that she showed up, but and I think it's just funny, like her little, and I don't even know if it's like, I mean, I think she said it's a crush, but I think it's also just like pure admiration for Meredith Grey. And I think it's so cute and so funny. And I think it's funny how Meredith just rolls with it. Like she's just accepted that, you know, she's her fan, you know.
It's her life now.
Yeah.
They were.
Oh, that was funny.
My goodness. That whole scene just had me cracking up. And then Addison asking a question and Richard answering.
Yeah. He's like, I've never done one of these either.
And it made him, I was like, all in this episode, Richard reminded me of like young Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And then at another point, he reminded me of the oldest man ever.
I know.
And he huffed and turned away. Oh. And then turned.
Yeah.
That part cracked me up. I was like, oh my gosh.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh, when Bailey yelled at him about the OR.
Mm, yeah.
When he went in and told her she needed to close up.
She wasn't having it. I loved that. Oh,
and then he huffs and just turns out.
Yeah.
That was the part.
Wait, poor Joe. I mean, I wanted her to get a moment with Addison because she was just trying so hard and then everything kept happening. Like, she couldn't.
Got her coffee.
Yeah. I thought that was so funny.
I was like, oh no.
That was so funny. That part made me think back to Mark. That's what he always had him do, right? Like, he had to go get his like lunch and his coffee and everything else. Like,
by the way, they missed a huge opportunity in here to shout out Mark Sloan.
Yeah, I agree.
They should have had Addie say something.
Something, but I did read this somewhere, and I did not watch Private Practice. But apparently after he died, they spent a whole episode of her breakdown over him dying, or there was a big deal made there. But for those of us that didn't watch Private Practice, it just looks like she's talking about Derek, but not saying a word about Mark. So it, I don't know. I feel like they could have just given a little shout out to him.
Definitely. Hold on, we got spam.
But the elevator scene was cool though. I mean,
loved it.
We know I'm not even a huge Derek fan, not really. You know, I mean, he was okay or whatever, but that scene, I mean, that was hard to watch.
That part, I think that was the first time I cried.
Yeah.
I was getting a little teary-eyed at other parts, but that part I actually had tears rolling down my face.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only did Addison break down to Meredith, which is the last person you think she would break down to.
Right.
You know, they did it in an elevator, which is Meredith and Derek's kind of spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a lot of, and then Meredith inviting her over to meet Derek's kids. That was, you can tell how much Meredith has grown up and matured.
Yeah.
And I love seeing it. Yeah. Really going back and like watching the beginning of Grace.
Mm-hmm.
You see how Meredith is then, and then you look now.
Yeah. I mean, growth. She was so unlikable in the beginning. I remember when I first started the show, I was like, oh, I don't like this main character. Like, how am I going to get through this? And now I love her. So, I mean,
it's from the very beginning.
I don't know. She annoyed me way back when. Something about her.
Who did you like out of like at the very beginning?
Izzy.
Oh, you're one of those. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. I knew that.
Yeah. Izzy's the one I relate to. I feel like Izzy is who I would be if I was a doctor. Like, and my husband would be Alex Karev, which is why they're perfect for each other.
No, I'm happy he ended up with Izzy. I never minded Izzy. I know some people hate Izzy.
So crazy. I'm like, what did she ever do to make you hate her?
I know. I never hated her.
Mm-mm.
But
might have hated her
when she left. I wasn't upset, you know.
Yeah,
I really wasn't. It's like she left and I was like, okay.
I was a little upset, but only I wasn't really necessarily upset that she was gone. I was upset that she'd hurt Alex.
See, I wasn't. I was like, okay, good. Like, I wanted him to move on from her.
Yeah.
But them kind of getting back together, being older, having a family, that I makes
wish sense. We could see it. I wish we could see it.
I do too. Yeah. I really do too. Maybe Meredith will visit them at the farm.
That would be so nice, right?
Katherine Heigl would never do it either.
I know. But
maybe just Alex will be there.
Yeah, maybe we she's in the middle of a surgery or something. He's just there with the kids. Yeah,
called in.
Yeah. Be okay. She can call on the phone and Meredith can talk to her for a moment. You know, we don't have to actually hear her.
I don't even. We can do some fake text messages. Hey, sorry, I missed you.
There you go. You show like a body with like blonde curly hair just in the kitchen or something. You know, we don't have to actually see her face. I don't know. We can make it work, I think.
We can do something. We just need Alex, please and thank you.
That's basically, that's what I need. What else did happen? Oh, well, I guess we should talk about Addison meeting the kids.
Yes.
Oh, it was such a beautiful scene.
It really, really, really was.
Mm-hmm.
And her tearing up, she looked at Bailey.
Yeah.
And that's when she just immediately teared up. And I think that's, I mean.
He probably looks like Derek. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what, I mean, we obviously know he's not his real kid in real life.
Right.
But I think they actually did a great job in casting. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she played that so well.
Mm-hmm.
And even Ellen played it amazing as well.
Yeah.
Her facial expressions and reaction.
Mm-hmm. When they, it was him that called her Addie, right? Because she said, you know, it's Addison, but your daddy used to call me Addie. And he said, well, would you like, were they having ice cream or whatever? And he called her Addie. I thought that was pretty sweet.
I do too. I honestly just loved it.
And then Amelia, we get to see Ellis because I love little Ellis. I think she's adorable. But
I wonder if
maybe it's still COVID stuff. Who knows? Like
maybe.
But I liked
her excuse.
What'd she say? She's having, or she's in a mood.
Having a mood.
She gets that from me.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And let's mention Amelia and Addison's reunion.
Yeah, that was sweet too.
That part I even teared up a little bit too, because it was so, you could tell it was so emotional for them yeah. too.
And I imagine that the Private Practice fans probably liked it even more, because I know that yeah. they had a good friendship on there, which, you know, like I said, I've never seen, but
yeah. I knew it was special, so that's why I had that feeling like, yeah. you know, this is cool.
It was nice.
I liked this. Oh, and also, the kidney transplant that Winston and Owen.
Yes, how did we forget to talk about that?
I know, right?
Oops.
That was
so awesome.
Yes, exactly. Ben was doing the anesthesia. Like another throwback for
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
and even Owen said it. I kind of miss seeing you back there.
Yeah.
Whatever he said.
Well, what was it? He said something about like, oh, he said, you know, somebody said something about can never find out about this. And Ben was basically like, yeah, my wife can never find out about this. Like, can you imagine?
He's like, wait, does Miranda know that?
Oops.
Whoopsie.
I really hope that like, because they had that, what is it called? I don't know what it's called. Whatever his surgical, I don't know. What is it even? The portable surgery, basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The, like the.
I forget what it was called, but I hope that they get to include that in Dean's program on Station 19, because I would love to see that make a comeback.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And I know that that's moving forward. We didn't mention this when we were talking Station 19, but part of what Robert talked about, that PR lady, he agreed to do the PR, but that was, he's using that platform. He was like, you know, we need all the fire stations to be on board with this.
Yeah.
And she said that was doable. So
yeah. That's and nice. I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope they can start using that again and
yeah,
get some use out of it. And they got some use out of it today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's yeah. awesome. I love the turnout of that case.
Yeah.
That was cool. I was getting kind of worried about her.
Yeah.
I also do want to do a throw out to Joe and Schmidt.
I love
their little scenes together. I always love their scenes together for some reason.
This episode, I don't know, there was something really special about that last scene down there in the morgue.
Yes.
Right? It had a real, like, it had, like, I mean, Meredith Christina type feel to it. Like,
thank you.
I mean, it really did. And this, I mean, I've always liked them, but this is the first time that I just saw, like, or even, you know, Meredith and Alex, but I mean, definitely, I mean, like, we see, I don't know, I'm so glad we're getting back to some of these, like, relationships, and not just yes. like, there's been romantic relationships, we've not seen a lot of, like, strong friendships, and just, I don't know, I'm glad. I think it's fun too. That we're seeing these things again.
Oh, absolutely. I think so. I mean, that's why we watch Grays. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, there's like a 10% we watch Grays for the cases because they're interesting and cool.
Yeah.
There's that 10% there. You know, it's interesting, yeah. whatever. But the main reason you watch Grays is for the people and the relationships and the drama and all of that. That's why we watch Grays.
Yeah. No, I agree. And
so, you know, having, I know I say it every single Grays podcast, but I think that's why we did not like last season.
Yeah.
People with COVID, you couldn't really have those relationships. You couldn't, nobody had time to sit down and talk.
Right.
Like, people were gone, and it was just, I missed that so much last season, and it feels good to have it back.
Yeah. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I still don't like the plastics lady.
I know, and I'm really glad she didn't really have too much in this episode. I'm sure we'll see plenty of her later on. She's going to have a drama scene somewhere. But I did also like that Addison said, Richard, these guys are not that far off.
Right.
You know, that kind of gave not only just me as a fan, but I think it also gave Richard some confidence that, you know, yeah. he's not doing a bad job.
Yeah.
The past couple of years were just,
it's been tough on everyone, and every job that you're, I mean, everything has been a mess, and I think it's really true to the real world right now that these people would be behind. That's probably accurate at other places too. mean, you haven't had the surgeries to be able to practice stuff and to do stuff. And so.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be behind. Every resident will be behind. I mean, Perez was sitting out there directing traffic pretty much.
Exactly.
I mean, what? They didn't get the chance that the other residents in past years and future years got.
Right.
Or will get.
Right.
So I'm glad they're getting it now. And I do hope that they start bringing in some old doctors.
I think they will. I don't think they would have thrown that line in there.
I don't either.
If there hadn't been at least plans for a couple more. Otherwise, why would he say that?
Yeah. I just wonder how big.
I know.
Big.
Like, nobody needs a Dr. Han. We don't need any of that or anything like that, you know?
I'm sorry, Dr. Han. I actually kind of liked her towards the end.
Gosh, I couldn't stand her.
I think I liked her in the beginning. I don't know. Beginning or end, I liked her.
Not for me.
Remember now.
Not
for me. Before we move on from Richard, I liked how he responded to Meredith when mm-hmm. she told him that she wasn't going to be able to take over the residence program.
Yeah. That was good. Because she was nervous how he was going to take it.
I know.
Now, I don't know if she's told Bailey yet, because that's the one you need to be nervous about.
I know. Well, she said, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, she's not leaving.
Split my time.
Yeah, but that's still going to take away probably from, poor Bailey's already short on surgeons. So that's going to be another hit, I think.
You know, Addison also talked to Richard about how doctors are working too much.
Mm-hmm.
They need lesser hours.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is going to be the start. And I think that they're putting that kind of stuff in there. They're talking about it. Then maybe they're actually going to start kind of pushing that image out
mm-hmm.
on Grays, which I think is fantastic and awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think they should. So I'm excited. I was excited about that. I liked hearing that. Yeah. There was a lot on this episode that I love this episode.
Mm-hmm. It was a good one.
I am a little bit confused. What's going on with the Owen and Noah guy?
That was the guy. I can't remember exactly what went on. Something about he's ex-military and he was in the, I must have not paid attention to episode 2 very well. Because I remember that he was in episode 2, but I don't really remember what the issue was.
I don't really hardly even remember him.
Yeah. I do remember that Owen was trying to get him help and he sort of refused it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that had him and worried. I don't know if it was a PTSD type. Maybe that's what it was. I'm saying that. I have no idea if that's accurate. But that makes sense to me that would be something that Owen would be reaching out to him about, since he's experienced that himself.
Yeah. So I think Owen's going to go fight for VA benefits.
Yeah,
I guess it's going to be kind of this season's push,
which is good. That's another topic that needs to be addressed, and so
I mean that's awesome. And I think Owen and Teddy need to be the ones to really head that.
And Megan's back now, so I mean, or is she still around? I don't know. I got the impression.
I don't think she will be. I think she was just back for that one. That's the third person, by the way.
See, that's weird to me though that you would bring her back for one episode, because I mean, no offense to her, but I don't care about her.
Yeah,
but Addison's fun. But Megan, if you're gonna bring her back, I feel like you should just be bringing her back for the season. Otherwise, I don't really care. I know that's awful, but
I think they're probably gonna this season try to just reach out to a whole bunch of people and see, who can come back and who cannot come back, and probably just that's probably what they're doing.
Maybe.
And just seeing, because I mean, even just seeing Megan's face, I mean, she wasn't ever a big part really in Grey's, but just seeing her face did feel nice, because I don't really feel like we got enough of her. I feel like her story was actually pretty good.
It was. I never liked her because she took Riggs away from Meredith. So
he's divorced. They divorced now.
Which
was insane to me.
Too bad, Cena. That's disappointing to hear they're divorced, and because he's overworking on Virgin River, that's who I would have wanted to see her get back together with, the Nick. Not that I mind Nick. He's great and all. I think I could grow to like him, but
yeah,
Riggs, that would have been a much better blast from her past.
And did you see my picture earlier that Nick is on you?
I didn't. I was trying to avoid that because I didn't want any more spoilers than the other one that I've already got.
Oh, I'm giving you that one.
Okay. I'll have to look at it.
It's, I mean, I'm not going to tell you who he is, but.
You don't tell me. TikTok keeps already popping up stuff. Here, we're off topic on you. But watch.
It's okay. Yeah. It's still the same actor. He acts in Grace.
True. That's true. It works.
Yeah. So. He acts in you and Gray. Grays. Not just Gray.
Is that everything?
Huh?
Is that everything?
I just went through my list. That's everything.
I think that's it. Let us know if there's anything that we missed that we should have talked about, or let us know what your thought of Addison's return. If there's any other former doctors that you'd love to see come back, let us know. You can always email us at familyfanclub2021@gmail.com. Find our group on Facebook. It's Grey's Anatomy, Grey Family Fan Club. And then we're also on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, either FB Family Fan Clubs. I'll get it right in a minute. Or just Family Fan Clubs. It's one of those. But make sure, you know, subscribe, like our episodes, and join us again. Trying to think, when did these episodes come out? They come out on Wednesdays, is that correct? Yeah, so join us Sunday, and we're going to be discussing the next episode of The Resident. Bye, everybody.
Bye.